You've heard us talk about the holiday miracle. People were nominating people for a holiday miracle online at WHUD.com, and we have selected a winner. It wasn't easy. We got more entries this year than last, which is remarkable that so many people are in need of a holiday miracle.
So we thank Anthony Jewelers and Phelps Hospital for bringing this holiday miracle to Kevin Cook of Putnam Valley. And it's a $1,000 holiday miracle for you, Kevin. Good morning. I know we got you up a little early this morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we are happy to give you a $1,000 holiday miracle because a woman named Marion Swarm Becker met you on a trip to the Statue of Liberty. Do you know her?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. Well, she told us your story and that you are a disabled veteran and that you and your family fell on some hard times when a tree fell on your house. Tell everybody where you're living now.
We're living in a hotel in Fishville right now.
Oh, boy. So you and the wife and kids, too, right?
A pregnant wife, two kids, two dogs. Yes, ma'am, very tight.
Because the tree came through the house, and I guess everything inside probably has to be thrown out, right?
Yes, ma'am, pretty much. We had about 8 trees hit the house, and this was back in March, actually.
And so you're still living in a hotel, my goodness. And your wife is expecting your third child. When is that big event happening?
She is due February 5th, sir.
Oh, right. And you can tell you served 8 years in the military. You're calling Mike and Casey ma'am and sir. We appreciate it, and we appreciate your service. I know you enlisted right after September 11th, right?
Not directly. That's a little bit of a... I was in high school on September 11th, and I told myself that I was enlisting, but my parents made me promise that I would go to college, so I did. And I went to college, and the day after my fourth year of college, I enlisted at that time. So I enlisted in 2006.
We're talking with Kevin Cook of Putnam Valley. He's our winner of the Holiday Miracle.
You are a good man, and we are happy to support your family with this $1,000 Holiday Miracle. I know they got a Christmas tree into your hotel room, and we want to put some presents under the tree or, you know, help you out with the stuff you need to get at home with baby number 3 on the way. Do you know when you'll be back in your house?
At this time, we're just... we're looking after the due date is what we're being told. So unfortunately, that's where we're at.
Okay.
And you were injured while serving in Iraq, and you are now disabled, right? I mean, you can't just go out and get a regular job at this point in your life because you gave so much for your country.
That's correct, sir. I'm unfortunately, I'm limited to something in an office and part-time based on what's going on with the family and the wife, just to make sure that I'm around to help everybody out when they need it.
Well, kudos to Carl at the Putnam County Veterans Service Agency. I know you do some part-time work there, and they do a great job of supporting our vets, and we can't do enough for our veterans, so we're very happy to present you with the $1,000 this holiday miracle.
I'm honestly in shock. He sent me a text yesterday that I was to pick the phone up this morning. It looked like I was in some sort of trouble, so honestly, I didn't pick the phone.
Oh, come on. You'd have never gotten into trouble.
Not with Carl, no. I'm kidding. Like I said, it was on vibrate, but no, thank you very much. I'm in shock. I did not know, and I appreciate you from telling you. My family appreciates your help and everybody else. We have a lot of people that have been stepping in and helping us out more than you know.
Well, you can thank Marion, your friend who you met at the Statue of Liberty on a trip last November. She was so impressed by you. She is the one who nominated you for this award.
I am definitely going to find her today when I get into work. I'm going in shortly. I let my son skip school one day in his long 8-year life, and that was that day, because I had never been to the Statue of Liberty, and I thought maybe he would like to go too, and that's where we met her.
Wow,
this was meant to be. What a story. And do you have any idea where you will use the $1,000? What's the most pressing item on your list?
I'll tell you, it's not going to be the popular pick, so to speak. But as we speak, our house is being ripped apart. There's a $55,000 mold remediation happening at our home right now. And what I just learned was that after the $55,000 mold remediation, they leave, and nothing like There will be no floors, no walls, and we're going to be, that's why we don't know when we'll be back. So unfortunately, what I'm going to say is it's probably going to go back in towards the house of getting, it's $1,000, but it'll go a long way as getting floors, walls, back in the kids' bedrooms, the living room, because it's going to be bare bones pretty soon.
All right, and because this is the season of miracles, I will not be shy about shouting out if there's any contractors who want to help put that house back together. They can get in touch with you at the Putnam County Veteran Service Agency through Carl Road. So
that's,
there you go.
Absolutely right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Carl Road, he's my boss. He would absolutely take that call. I would appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Kevin Cook, we can't thank you enough for your service, and hopefully this $1,000, if it doesn't really fill the bill with all the expenses you have, at least it'll give you a little bit of hope and inspiration that people are behind you.
It will go a long way, I promise you that, and it will definitely go underneath the Christmas tree. I will spread it out. I'm good at making things work. It will go. The kids will get presents. Everybody will be happy. I cannot thank you guys enough.
All right. Kiss the wife and kids, Kevin Cook, and have a happy holiday season.
Will do, ma'am. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
The only thing we ask is when the baby is arriving in February, if it's a girl, it's Casey, and if it's a guy, it's Mike, all right?
I guess it's Mike then.
Oh, you know it's going to be a boy. I'm obviously just kidding. But all the best to you, and inspiring talking to you today. So we thank you for your service again, and all the best in the holiday season.
I appreciate that, sir. You the same.
All right. 7:23 with Mike and Casey in the morning at WHUD. I just love crying in the morning. It's like a thing I do.